I really just want to say ditto to everything he said. It is true. First of all, to our colleagues in the legislature and for passing in the what I refer to as opioid 2.0. As we all know, I'm not the marketing genius when it comes to naming legislation, but in the CARES Act, we're putting in the pilot of working Health and Human Services with the Houses of Correction for expansion of medication-assisted treatment. Sort of like a forced marriage, if you would, right? But a good forced marriage. I do remember the meeting on the 11th floor of One Ashburton of me and the sheriffs around, okay, this is what the legislature has done, and now what are we going to do? Several of the sheriffs, because this was new, and you heard the sheriff, and I really, truly, Sheriff Coppinger really has embraced a complete understanding of why medication-assisted treatment, which is not just the medications, but medications plus counseling, and ensuring that then individuals, when they leave here, don't come back and are connected to treatment outside of these walls. He really has embraced this. And in the beginning, it was a culture change. Worried about how his correctional officers were going to embrace this, not blaming people for their addictions, right? Or like you come in, detox, and when you go out, whatever. But really how to embrace within the culture of a correctional facility treatment. Not blaming people for their addiction, but really sort of embracing them with all three. There were several sheriffs, all of whom will remain nameless, who wanted me. So the money came to me as sort of the carrot and the stick for people who know me, for them to embrace medication-assisted treatment with the cognitive behavioral therapy or the other treatment that individuals needed. Several sheriffs, again, will remain nameless, who were like, well, we'll take the money for Vivitrol. And I was like, well, that's fine, but you have to do all three. And again, as you heard the sheriff say, for many, many years, Suboxone was what correctional facilities were trying to keep out of. So it was a complete culture change. So I really just want to thank you for all of that, and I really want to thank the sheriff for really stepping up. Next week, the Commonwealth, so I'm the governor's point person on the opioid crisis since coming in with him in 2015. Next week, we will release what the media lovingly refers to as the death report. So four times a year, we made a commitment in this administration to put out the data at the community level for all of us to see what's happening in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. As a teaser, we will continue to bend the trend of opioid deaths since 2016. It is not a victory lap. I want to remind people of that because we started at a very high rate of overdose deaths in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we have a long ways to go, but we'll be releasing that next week. And you heard it a little bit from the sheriff, part of our commitment of working with the sheriffs is it's not just medication, because underlying many addictions is an underlying mental health condition. It could be post-traumatic stress disorder, it could be depression, it could be depression, anxiety. It's rare that addictions is absent some other condition. And the fact that the sheriff and others have really embraced the idea of it's the treatment of both medication and counseling. So as you heard from we have seven sheriffs. So we've met our requirement of the legislature. And in fact, several other sheriffs have approached Health and Human Services to provide medication-assisted treatment, and we will do that within the Commonwealth, and hopefully at some point all of our houses of corrections will embrace all the challenges that come with an inmate, and to ensure that they get the treatment that they need. So please know I will always be a partner in this. The meetings we have now at One Ashburn are much more like a love fest. when the issues have come up, we have sat at the table to figure them out. You may hear about a few bumps, but actually the few bumps in rolling out medication-assisted treatment here were like exactly the kind of things that happen when you start a new program that is a work in progress. So thank you for having me. I will always stand with you in this fight. It's just really important for all of us to remember that addictions are a disease. People don't look to become addicted to a substance or to become mentally ill. It is a disease, and it's one that we need to treat with dignity and respect so that when people leave here, as the sheriff says, please don't come back. So thank you so very much.